I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day, Supercoaches. How are we all this evening? Jazzy, how are you, mate?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on? Welcome to Supercoach 360 for yet another week. We are back again. It's head-to-head finals time. Are you excited, Burks? Did you make your head-to-head finals?
Oh, I made it in a couple. Not the $50 cashie. I sort of shot myself in the foot with that one. But yeah, as you do, whatever it is, it is. But yeah, in the 20s, I'm alive in a couple of 20s, so yeah, and I'm in good stead, I think, in two of them, so I get two bites at the cherry at both the 20s, and yeah, and in the bottom eight of the 50 comp, I get two bites at the cherry there too, because I come eighth or ninth or something.
Cheering.
Yeah, well, I think it's 50. I think it's 50 back.
Oh, your money back.
That's sort of what, if you are going to be in the bottom eight, you sort of hope that's what it's for. But, you know, me, I like an all or nothing sort of thing. You lose, so. But that's the way it's run, and you can sort of appreciate it too, you know. It's sort of a few extra people get wins. Minor Premier gets a win, and yeah, so it's not too bad as well. What about you, mate?
I've only been concentrating on one league all year, Podmasters. I managed to sneak into the finals. I'm in eighth. I'm up against some tough. I'm up against some tough competition though. Like, I think I got 8-0 this week. Oh, who else has made this fucking head-to-head finals? It's like it's a who's who of the podcast. I don't understand how I've managed to get there, put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is a good group, that, actually.
Yeah, so Turnstiles, Adam, I think that's Adam and Ryan from Supercoach 365, I think. Rapanarama, which is Ado, up against me. Pass it to Ponga, Andrew. I'm not sure who that is, up against Timmy Williams. And then Catfish up against our boy Sal.
Go Sal.
From the experience. Shout out to Sal. He's been killing it all year. But, like, look at those names. I have no idea how I've managed to get there.
No, good on you, man. You've had a good season. You sort of set out at the start of the year to make the top eight of that particular...
That's all I really want to do is just... I'm representing the group.
Now, this takes us into the first... segment I want to go to anyway. With you making it to this point, you only get one bite of the cherry, Jazzy. This is your one you want to win the most. I know, like, you're in others, but this is the one you ideally want to stamp your authority in. How many trades you got left, champ?
Three.
Got a Val?
No.
Got a Jack DeBellin?
No.
So you're sort of sweet. Not happening to burn a trade.
I burnt a trade on Tino a while back.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Don't know. I've got a few things going on with my side that I'm actually... That's sort of what I want to talk about a little bit later on is just... I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, have you had a look at your matchup this year?
No.
As far as I know, Ado's got a pretty good side. Can you?
I pipped him a few weeks ago.
Can you pull his side up?
Like, only just pipped him, but managed to pip him.
Well, so these are the key things. Like, you might have still different halves, different fullbacks, you know, and some of the point swings between the fullbacks is massive. Like, I noticed it last week with just having Teddy and Agatho, while there's likes of others out there just tearing it up. So I got lucky with Reece Walsh, and they didn't have such big games, but yeah, Teddy really was let down, and Guffo only got a 50 odd. So,
oh, hold on, he's fullback, he's in trouble.
What's he got?
It's an interesting one. Use. Garrick and Kennedy.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's got Karaz, Meany, Johnston, Graham, Mulatalo, Williami Howarth in the centres.
Yep.
Munster, Manu, Cleary Hines, which I've got. Hopgood, Nicara, Murray, Fifi, Bateman. Ben Murdoch, Masilla, who's nearing return from injury.
Yeah, he'll be a nightmare, but.
Yeah. Haas, Tuppany, Harris, Mawali. Harry Grant, Sonny Luke. So it's an interesting matchup.
I think you've got him.
Well, let's wait and see what happens. Like
this week.
Yeah, I don't know how many he's saved for finals.
Who in your side would you get rid of if you had to burn someone this week to do a pod play sort of?
So this is my initial thought was Bateman and Murray.
Yeah.
Doesn't
have that 25 coverage or whatever, but
yeah, Teddy to Trell. Although I don't think I can afford Teddy to Trell without perhaps enough trade first.
Are you happy to run the one fullback in GF if you get there, but
see, that's the question. I'm also thinking about the same thing at hooker because I've got Grant Cook. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, if I was going to cash out Cook, I should have done it a while ago.
The thing is with that, there's no one else going, hey.
Well, that's why I'm thinking the Nuff at hooker, though, because there is nobody else really going, hey, except for Harry. Cook would probably be the second option, but
like
doesn't play 26. So I know I can't rely on him in the grand final. Do I need the points there to get me to the grand final? And if so, you know, maybe make that trade now. Because the other option is bring in Trell. Right? Like, I could use two trades this week, bring in Trell, get rid of Cook, bring in enough up there, bring in Trell, and then be sitting on cash for my final trade.
There's no next week for you.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the way you got to look at it. If you were coming first or second, cool ass, mate.
Yeah, it can take the risk.
You can easily sit on them trades, push it out till next week. Hope your matchups pick a pod captain this week, you know, and beat him that way. But if you didn't, you had to bite of the cherry. You don't have that option. Is there anyone in your side that worries you? Like, are you carrying someone that's like a 50-50 player to you? Like,
I've got to play Mulatalo this week.
See, that's he's a 50. Who are they playing?
South, yeah.
See,
potential for tries,
because yeah.
South can leak points, but also potential that South sort of run amok with them.
Well, they're in a bit of a slump, the Sharkies.
And Souths are the opposite. Souths have got form.
They've got to come good somewhere, but too. A loss of Kennedy is a big loss.
Connor Tracy to fullback, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he's got name. I don't mind that, though. Connor Tracy's a good football player. He's got good hands and good pass selection. But he's still no Will Kennedy, otherwise he would beat Will Kennedy to the spot, you know?
Yeah.
So and Talakai's back, because I was talking to Chris today, and he was pondering selling Talakai. I was like, nah, keep him. Like, at the end of the day, Talakai's back this week. Connor Tracy gives the ball. And yeah, I just think you've got him. As long as he's not your fourth and he's your fifth, I think you hold Talakai. There's no point burning a trade.
See, Karaz is usually my fourth, but he's on the bye this week.
So who you got to run?
Mulatalo or Tafare. So it's a gamble on either of them.
Who the Dolphins got?
Dolphins have got.
They've got a pretty good matchup.
Knights.
The Knights, that could go. Oh,
the double header in Perth. I
wonder if he's up against Marju in that.
Tafare.
Maybe a good little battle. Even
I think he usually plays left centre, so he'd be up against the other side. You and Aiken. Who?
Dom Young and Gagai. Then
yeah.
The other side. But, I can see a world where you could play Tafare.
Over Mulatalo.
But, yeah, if the Sharks find form, he's the man getting tried.
Yeah, he could get 120, that's the thing.
But you know yourself, you can get a 9.
Yeah. Can you get 3 single digi scores in a year, though? That's just the question. It's really just a gamble that I'm hoping doesn't pay off. So I was thinking Bateman and Murray possibly is one of my trades, and then you raised a good point with me earlier today when we were chatting. He's up against his old club. He's up against the Raiders.
He did and turned up earlier in the year against the Raiders.
A very different-looking Raiders, though, earlier in the year.
Very different-looking Tigers. They hadn't put the cue in the rack either, but I just against your old club, I think there a lot of them are still... He would be his mates from back then, and you tend to just go down and have, well, wherever they're playing. I think they're playing Tigers' home ground this time, so he should have a good game. He should have.
Nah, he's playing GIO Stadium, so Canberra.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's better for Bateman again because he's a geezer. Cold don't affect him, like not like us.
Yeah.
For me, Bateman, he's had a couple of quiet weeks and. We all know what Bateman's got in him, you know. You sort of bought him in a few weeks ago, not as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
You know, granted he's had a few shit weeks, but I expect a bounce back week and then maybe look at selling him next week. But again, if whoever you're playing this week's got Bateman and it cancels out the trade.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true. He does, so...
You know, so that's one thing you got to look at. If he doesn't have trades, and he'll be having to do something at fullback, judging from what you said, he's running Kennedy and Gary.
Yeah, so he could get rid of Val and use that money to buy a fullback.
Yeah, so he... That's if he's got trades.
Yeah, that's if he's got trades.
If he's got trades, we don't know where he's at with that. So keep an eye on his team, because he could switch it up at any stage throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah,
got to go for a shit.
Yeah,
it's one of those weekends where you've got to. So anyone who hasn't cottoned on, have got to go for a shit. It pretty much means when you set reminders in your phone, so that way, like, you analyse the weekend and what your possible moves are.
Like at 5:20.
Yeah, that's it. So
that game, you got to do the moves by that game at 5:20 on Saturday.
Set yourself a reminder in your phone. Anyone ask what you're doing? What do you got to do?
Shit. Okay, lock yourself in the bathroom. Deal with your super coach.
Come back out 10 minutes later. Wash your hands.
Spray and walk away.
That's it. Let the night go on.
Yeah.
Knowing that you've done whatever it is that you had to do. You got questions there?
I haven't got any, no. But,
hold on. I feel like we've gotten distracted. What was the original point we were talking about?
Just finals and what you
do. What to do, like, what to do, yeah.
At the end of the day, if you are in a top one or two position, or even top four, I think, get the 2 bites, don't they?
No.
In top 2, get 2 bites at the cherry. I'm pretty sure top 4 does. You get 2 bites at the cherry if you lose that first week. So... You don't necessarily have to punch through your trades this week if you're that guy. You can get beat and then hopefully play that guy when you've used your trades in a couple of weeks in the grand final and get redemption, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're in your position where you're 7th or 8th, I think you have to maybe look at burning your trades to take your strongest possible team in. But then you still also have to be mindful.
See, suspensions, injuries. Look what happened to Val this week. Look what happened to Tino a few weeks ago.
Not just suspensions.
I'm thinking hold on to him till the end, bro.
Not just suspensions and injuries.
Rests.
Resting is about to start happening. We're at that point now where they want to take fresh legs.
Mind you, there's a few teams that have had late buys and things like that.
Yeah, which has been handy, but there's also a few that haven't. And there's a few that have had big seasons, they've played Origin, haven't missed much footy for their clubs, and if their club ends up in a position where they can rest them, more trades, especially if it's a Harry Grant-like situation.
Yeah, because he pretty much hasn't skipped a beat all year.
He hasn't, and if he gets a rest, then, like you were just talking about earlier.
Yeah, imagine I get rid of Cook, and then Harry gets rested in my grand final week.
You know, and that's... Don't get me wrong, you'll have enough. You'll have nothing.
Mm.
'Cause,
which means I'm then relying on an AE.
You could easily hope that in a perfect world, Harry gets a rest next week or the week after.
Yeah.
And he's fresh for that week when Cook's getting his rest, you know.
If I'm looking at my team at the moment, I've got Isaac Fasulamalawi, Josh Schuster, Valance Tafare. Who of them is going to be my worst AE nightmare? I'm hoping Isaac stops getting minutes next week when Tino's back and he's done his job for the season.
Dare say he will.
Yeah, sweet, because it's sort of it's worrying me seeing that, you know.
Well, he hasn't been
high 20s every week.
He hasn't been there when Tino's there.
Yeah.
So that's just it. Just shows you, like, when Tino's back, that pushes someone straight to the bench and then
Schuster
straight out the side.
Schuster's an interesting one. He's 410k. So I've made money on him, but I never made enough to actually sort of juice him to someone that I really wanted to. I think he has put on 50K since the last time I had this conundrum and I was looking to get rid of him. But he pulled out an 86 on the weekend. Now, if Cherry's figured out how to use Schuster, I could be in trouble.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Or if it could just be one of them, you know, luck weeks.
It's one of them, check out his scores.
I've looked at his scores all year. Like I said, like, he was 360K last week before. Like, believe me, I know. But I've got him or Tafare as the other possibility. Both worth about the same amount of cash, 415. So it's really six of one, half of the other on which one I get rid of. I bank 200K and I get rid of an AE nightmare from my team. So if you reckon Fasul Malawi will do what I want and nuff himself out.
He should, yeah.
So then I've really got to choose between Schuster and Tafare. Who's going to get the game time? Who's going to be that A nightmare?
Wayne already said Tafare is only playing X amount of games and he's nearly there. He's nearly at that point. I'm not sure if he's got the luxury
of playing him now. He might just have to play out the season and you know what I mean? It's still not that many, more than 10 games.
He's not that. He's probably got the better ceiling of the two. Just because Manly is a club, I don't think they can even push for the eight, can they?
Do I have to get rid of one of them this week?
Nah, I don't think you do. Not if you're not playing them.
Nah, but it'll affect my loop for sure.
Who's your VC at the moment?
I'm thinking KP. Okay, well, we're here now, so let's talk about captains. Captains, this week's a tough one, man. Like, look at the matchups this week. Let me bring it up. Roosters, Manly. Would you VC Teddy?
Not after last week. I VC Teddy last week.
Yeah, rough. I mean, if you had it on him the week before, cheering, but yeah, that's it.
Didn't loop. Not stuck with Nave.
Don't get me wrong. I think Teddy can make a meal out of Garrick, but I think Cherry can make a meal out of Keary as well.
It's just, you know what, it's a juicy pod week. It's the week.
Look at you putting a positive spin on shit. You should go into real estate or something, Burks.
It really is a good pod week. You got the Roosters v Manly. If the Roosters do click, then, yeah, Teddy could be real good, or even Joey Manu.
But then you have to forego VCing someone like Walsh or KP if you've got him at fullback. Or...
And you've got the next game, Gold Coast versus the Warriors, where you could easily VC a DP.
Yeah.
Or a Charles Nickel Klokstad or a Sean Johnson.
Okay, hold on. So VCing a DF hadn't actually crossed my mind yet. Because he hasn't exactly been on fire.
Still chugging along.
Oh, he's chugging. Don't get me wrong. He still chugs along quite nice. Like, I looked at his score after all was said and done the other day.
Double or a triple, mate. He's a 150 man. You know?
So, yeah, I know. But, like, he hasn't done that much this season. And yeah, so it literally hadn't even crossed my mind. That is a GCVC option.
He's
and a Chansey, I do like Chansey as well, because we all know the Titans are capable of leaking points.
Coming off a bye.
Yeah, rested. Yeah. Teams off the bye have traditionally done well this year.
AFB is another option.
I don't know if I'd VC him, though. Like, you're right, he picks up a double.
If you own Dallin.
Yeah, 100%.
He's starting to get up there in ownership. Then the next game, now. Gonna be a great footy game. Not sure about Supercoach game, but with the Panthers and the Storm.
See, that's a rough one. I wouldn't VC Munster. I might VC Harry. Not VCing Nath in that one. I don't see it being a high scoring game. I see it being a defensive game, and probably one of your back rowers or your wingers.
Yeah. See, that'd be me as well. I think VC Nath would be as ballsy as I got with that game. Even Harry Grant, like, Penrith's different defensive structure.
I just think that they don't have that good, experienced hooker. They've got a defensively sound hooker the majority of the time in Mitch Kenny. But it's also that last 10 minutes. If Sonny Luke comes on, bro, did you see what he did the other day?
Yeah,
Melbourne will make... They'll take him to town on that one. Like, there's just no way. And Harry can do it. At the 70th minute, he can just click on and throw on 80 points, bro. Just eat Sonny Luke alive. That's my fear.
Well, then the next game, we've got the Cows versus the Broncos. Reece Walsh's.
Tom Dearden's. Maybe Scott Drinkwater. Yeah, with Val gone. Now, side note, sidebar. Does Drinky suffer as a result of Val being gone?
Oh, no. Drinky does Drinky stuff.
Yeah?
Drinky does. If anything, there's fucking even a small world where Drinky might get the goal kicking. Now, I know Chad Townsend's there, but he's getting a bit old, you know? So, fucking fingers crossed for Drinky owners that if he does, if he might get the goal kicking as well. And I don't expect a high-scoring affair against the Broncos, and then the week after that, they have the bye. So I wouldn't be jumping on to buy a Drinky or anything, but this week I could VC a Drinky or a Reece Walsh and wait for a later game, or you could throw a captain on either one of them, I guess. Dolphins,
Newcastle. Now, like...
KP. Like,
Marju or KP?
Oh,
yeah.
KP's me in the moment. If I was a KP owner, I'd definitely VC or captain him this week.
So that's it. So I think DP and then captain on KP is probably my option at the moment.
That's like 2C, and it's going to be 3:30 or 2:30 over there in Perth when this game kicks off.
3:30.
You know, so it's going to be nice afternoon footy, you know. So I expect probably even a high-scoring affair.
Yeah.
So that's just KP written all over. If he has a good day of the boot again, could be another massive score for KP this week. Jealous, salty non-owner.
What about someone like Asako? Speaking of, we've got a question from Nat McKay, playing overall. Is saving two trades for injuries and restings enough, or should I be holding the four trades? He really wants to go Asako to Gagar this week.
See. You really have to, man.
I think Asako could be a bounce-back week for him, because Dolphins could put points on Newcastle as well.
This is the first time I'm going to say it, man. Asako's been fucking great all year.
He's the one that got away.
Like,
touch him.
I know he's in a bit of a shit spot at the moment, but I wouldn't sell him, eh? He goal kicks for him. Marshall King's back. Yeah, I just wouldn't sell him. That's just me. But if you've got a hankering that, and it's, if you've got a feeling, then go with your guts, bro. But is Gags really that good, and is he that much better than Asako?
He's got DWZ and CNK, and he's saying them as VC options. So, yeah, I think you'll be right, mate. I'd hold Asako for this one. And then he's got Ponga as well, because he's saying captain on Ponga. So.
Well, yeah, Dallin's over the top of... Like, I know Kelly's a good defender, but Dallin's over the top of that Cam Pereira. Like, he's...
Oh, Dallin's killing it, man. Like, in talk about finding form for the end of the year, Dallin's found it.
Yeah, Dallin's great.
One of those other ones that, you know what I mean, I sort of half looked at a few weeks ago and just went, look, I know he can score tries, but I did not predict, like, 3 tons in a row, whatever it was that he got, like.
Ridiculous score, man.
Yeah.
Kudos to him, but.
Killing it.
All the Warriors, man. Kudos to all the Warriors, you know, They've turned a corner this year.
Stepped up. So, South Sharks.
A bit of a bludger. Sharks in a
warm
slump.
You VC Nico?
I probably wouldn't. I would VC a Cody Walker or Trell.
Yeah.
More than a Nico this week. Just look, Nico's got tons in him, but the Sharks aren't really firing, so it's a gamble, captain gamble, that one. I'd still play Nico, even though he got a 20 against Panthers last week. But we've seen what he could do against Manly in 20 minutes the other week. He was on like 9 points and come home with a 90.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, I wouldn't captain or VC him.
No, but I do like Trell in that matchup, especially with Connor Tracy going to fullback.
Trell or even Cody, man.
Yeah,
or
we'll see.
AJ, if you own AJ, like, fuck, he's gone past his years where he sort of dropped off the planet when they didn't have big names in him. Like, this year, he's just been there on the wing and they've just given him the board. He's done exceptionally well.
Yeah, he just does his job week in, week out. He's a professional. He's probably going to end up being the top try scorer in the NRL. I mean, very well, possibly this year. Yeah, you know, I think there's a few people in the race, including Dallin and stuff. But, you know, AJ could get there, especially if Souths can score tries in their run home. But I think he's well on his way to just becoming the all-time highest try scorer in the NRL.
Yeah.
So the dude's a weapon. He knows how to finish.
Now, the next two games is where I'd be looking for me captain.
But who's still got Gutho? Like, would you captain Hopgood in the para game?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah. Moses, Dillbags, if you've jumped on. Would you be jumping on Dillbags?
Nah, I want to see how rusty he is. I mean, it's been a few weeks.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong, he still would have been training.
I was about to say, he would have been training full-time with the squad still.
Yeah, but match fitness, we see it early in the year. Match fitness is the key.
Yeah.
But in first four or five rounds, it was a bit shit.
Yeah, okay.
And by the time 12, 13 come around and Origin comes around, we're seeing peak physical condition.
To anyone else in para, you'd VC then? Or C by that point?
Definitely on Gufferson.
Mitchy Moses could have a field day.
Moses just chugs along good anyway. Like, he's doing a lot better than previous years.
Oh, it's the battle of the Fijians. Because Ravalawa plays right, Sivo plays left. Sivo playing?
I think he's suspended.
Yeah, wait. I think Sivo's out. Spewing.
But, yeah, I'd be looking for either someone in para against the Dragons, or if I had Zach Lomax, maybe as a super, super ultra pod.
What about Raiders?
Raiders, Hudson Young could score a try here, Tarpany.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, I mean, you might throw the captaincy on Tarpany at the end of the weekend just for safe points. Might score a meat pie against the Tigers.
But that's especially if you've gone a bit balls up with your VC. Like,
yeah.
You know, your team's just really going shit ass.
And any belief in the Tigers?
Look, for me, I'd only, if I was playing massive balls up play to go Bateman.
Yeah.
His old club, that'd be the only.
See, Big Ted's saying you got to offload all your Dragons and your Tigers at this point of the season. Just get rid of them.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. Look, in saying that, Big Steph copped a head knock last week, still got me 60-something once Big Nelson was ruled out, so I wasn't unhappy owning Big Steph last week, and I won't be unhappy owning Big Steph next week when he comes back from his HIA. So I'll hang on to Big Steph. Bateman I am a bit worried about, but this is the matchup. If he doesn't at least get a 60-70-odd against his old club, then, yeah, he'll be gone next week.
Q's in the rack completely.
He'll be gone for me next week.
Yeah.
I'll use his money elsewhere on an Ellie guitar or something.
So it is. It's a weekend of tough matchups. All right. So what sort of position do I juice up now? Do I hold a fifth centre wing, a fifth back rower, or do I make sure my fullback is on point?
You look at your ceiling. You look at your ceiling across the board. Like,
well, you'd say fullback then, right?
Fullback or even centre wing. Because you're getting a couple of the decent fullbacks in at centre wing in Charnsey. The hammer could go either way for you.
That's
you
the
don't really get tons, though.
I don't know if I'm jumping on those guys now at this point in the season,
Chansey, I wouldn't say no to. If I didn't own Chansey at this point in the season, I'd really be looking at him. Just hope their draw's exceptional.
Yeah.
Let me just get their draw up for you. It goes something like...
got the Dead
Gold
air.
Coast Titans this week, Tigers next week, Manly the week after that, St. George the week after that, then the Bunnies. Oh, no, then the Dolphins, sorry.
Dolphins in grand final week or Dolphins in 27?
They got St. George in 26.
You're right.
You got the SJs of the world with that exact same dream fucking run.
Yeah.
You know?
Metcalf. You still got Metcalf?
Yeah, I do. And I'm playing him this week.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
He's been, look, don't get me wrong, Metcalf hasn't been blowing anyone out of the park. Like
he's doing pretty well, and he's missing out just by bees on, you know, a hell of a lot of more points. So, and you got to, he's only fairly new to, you know, starting first grade.
Well, he's turned up this year already.
He's done all right. And he looks good on the field, so.
30 last week and got a 52.
Week before?
It was the week before that. It's 21. Round 21, he got a 30. 20, he got a 52. Got 112 against Para. And then got a 34 in that absolute bludger rain game.
Yeah, where they got towed up.
Where everyone scored 30s, you know. Noah Blake scored a 30, and
yeah, South killed it though.
Yeah, but half the team scored 30, so you couldn't really be upset with him getting 30.
Yeah, fair call.
Everyone else scored it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been a good little pickup. I will play him this week, especially with Val going down. I do have intentions of selling Val.
What's your plan for Val?
Well, at this point, I'm definitely waiting to kick off Thursday night. I'll wait till kick off Thursday night. Have a look at my opponent's teams. But that way I get to have a look what changes they've made, if any, because they might be thinking of doing the same thing I'm doing. Just waiting and seeing if, at a point, I think moves need to be made for me to get me wins, then I'll probably trade. If I don't, then I probably will not trade at all, and I'll hang on to them trades in the hopes that I can then next week boost me chances of the win and then boost me chances in the final.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah, there's that. It's all about the crucial planning now. But it really is. Like, if you're deep in your head-to-head and you can foresee the victory, then was it burning them fucking trades Thursday night really the right option?
Yeah, no, that's it.
No, it wasn't. You're at the business end of the season where anything can happen.
There's people out there with trades and boosts.
I know. I think
Valzy said he's got three.
Fucking boosts.
How'd you get three boosts left at this point of the season, mate? What have you been doing?
Well, he's...
You sneaky, you sniper.
He's solely been playing head-to-head. Like he said, he's might be coming 10,000, but he's second and third in his...
Head-to-heads.
Cashies, mate, you know, like... And that's great spots to be in. It's like we said, second and third, you get your two bites at the cherry. Doesn't necessarily even need to make trades this week. All that could boost his way to victory in the week off. That way, next week, you don't have to make trades unless...
That's the big thing, is that week off.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got a few trades up your sleeve, because it gives you a chance to really do some changes around with your team and go hard. I didn't realise the sort of strategy some people are going into finals with. It's... Well, yeah, when he said that today, it was like, whoa, that's a lot of trades. I didn't think there was anyone out there who was still in that situation. Most people I talked to, we ran into a dude tonight, checked out his team, zero trades. Yeah, exactly, zero trades.
We know a few people with zero trades.
Yeah.
It's not an uncommon thing at this point. I know a couple of people have no trades for fucking weeks.
Yeah, right. Shout out, Teddy.
And Paul. That scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Well, even if I had 20 fucking 23 solidified guns.
You could lose three in a week.
You could lose fucking nine blokes by the time
26,
27 rolls around. You're fucking running 14 dudes on the field. What can you do with that? Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing you can do with that. You might as well walk away now from your cashies or whatever you're in.
Yeah, it's it. Make it to the final 2 weeks and then just it all falls.
And you can also, there are players out there, the bar suspension, they don't get hurt much. You know, you can sort of pick a guy that's...
I mean, you can try, but shit happens. Anything can happen. Like, that's the thing. Mate, my heart skipped a beat the other night when Dylan Edwards got his ankle strapped and was hobbling around a bit. It's like, oh, he'll stay on the field. I mean... He played through a bum ankle a few years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that scares me because he's been a bit of a weapon this year, and without his speed, we'll notice it. We'll notice it for sure.
All right, we'll go to questions.
Yeah, why not?
Start with Mr. Vowles himself.
Mr. Vowles.
Thoughts going Hines to DCE for a pod. I still have 5 trades and 3 boots left. Explains why I'm 10,000th, but second in and third in my head-to-heads. Look, Bowsy, it's honestly, I will not lie to you. I've thought about going Hines to SJ just after the run. You know, like I've had a good look today, and Hines' run's nowhere near as good as SJ's. But I do worry about SJ getting a rest. Come to a point where they can't get first and they can't not get a home final or whatever. I can see a point where they give him a breather. You know, why rest him if you can't?
And he's got a new baby at home. It's only a couple of weeks old. Like there's a lot going on in SJ's life. He's played a good, long, hard season. And, yeah, you want him fresh for finals for sure.
But Hines to Cherry.
It's an interesting one.
It's a tiny bit sideways, right? But Cherry's definitely...
Cherry's a gun, mate. But what do Manly have to...
Doesn't have the goal
kick. And what does Manly have to play for?
Oh, I think they still just play. Like they haven't put the queue in the rack like a Tigers or a Dragon.
No, but those guys have been bottom of the barrel all year. Like
they're still playing footy, but... with your fight, coming second, third, I don't think you need to give up your trades this week, Bowsy. I think with the money that Hines and DC are at, I think you could easily wait a week and it shouldn't be too big a change unless you've got plans to fully change your team over the next couple of weeks where you have to make them moves this week. But if I'm you, I hold on a week because, like we've talked about, so much can happen. From what is it, round 23 to round 27, you could lose half a squad.
Yeah.
And having boosts and trades, man, you're in a good spot, whereas people you come up against, especially if you're very similar and you have a week where it's just going to shit, then you got 3 moves to make that week to there too.
Well, you know what I'd say to Vowsy, and I'm sure he's acutely already aware of this, but just look at your head-to-head matchup this week. Like, you've been playing head-to-head all year, you're second and third in your leagues, you get that second bite of the cherry. If you don't have to make that trade this week, I wouldn't.
Unless you want the week off. Unless you really want that week off, then boost this week.
Yeah. I'm not saying don't make trades this week. I'm saying I don't know if I go Hines to Cherry this week. Especially against the Roosters.
If I'm going anywhere, I'm going Hines to SJ on the run.
Yeah.
Just on their run. Like, don't get me wrong, I haven't looked at Manly's run. That'd be something I'd have to do a bit later, but yeah, for me, if I'm going anywhere, I'm going Hines to SJ. That's just me, but you go if you got to be Aussie.
All right.
Daniel Michael, sit versus start. Sit one from Garrick, Lomax or Suwali.
Garrick, Lomax, or Suwali. I think Garrick will still do all right, because for Manly to be in the game at all, he's got to.
I'll probably see Suwali.
Once again, he's that X factor. Like, he's got the potential. I mean, that's the thing, right? Garrick's going to get you sort of a 50 no matter what, whereas Suwali is going to get you a 30 without a try.
Lomax is the same.
But at least Lomax does have the goal kick, and mind you, against Parra, I don't see him scoring many.
Yeah, neither. Yeah.
If they are, you know.
I just like Lomax as that super pod guy. Like.
Yeah, like you said earlier today, the ball bounces for him. Like
him and Nenai.
Yeah, that's it. The ball just bounces for him. It really does. He manages to just get onto it. He's an effort player. He's their goal kicker. But, yeah, look, I'd probably sit. I haven't looked at Lomax's scores all year because he hasn't been on my radar. But I think they've been better of late, so I'd have to say Suwali because 30s consistently without attacking stats.
Righto.
Does he have starts or no? That was what he was asking, no, just to sit one. All right.
The other one. The other two will start. Michael Mizzi, okay, choose one. Trade Nakora to CNK or Gagai. Trade Hines to the chin. Currently have SJ and Hines.
Ooh, I don't know if you'd have to do the chin this week. Just because, I mean, Panthers could put a clinic on the Storm, but they could also not.
The money will... Hines' BE is like 140 odd.
Yeah.
So it might be a cash. might have to do it cash wise this week. But SJ should easy chug on as good as the chin this week. You know, so if cash isn't a factor, I see what you're saying. But if cash is a factor, you'll have to go that this week. For me, I don't trade Nakora. He's had two shit weeks, man. And not even last.
Yeah, but that's it. Sharks aren't finding as much form. If Nico's down on confidence or distracted away from the field, whatever it is.
Yeah, but he still seems to do his own thing.
I mean, to an extent, but without being fed the good ball on those lines, then, you know, he's not getting those attacking stats and hitting that ceiling. Who was he talking about trading Nicker to?
Chansey or Gags.
See, I would go Nicker to Chansey in a heartbeat. Like you said, the run home, it's another fullback that if you don't have, and Nicker is a gamble, man. Plus, I think Chansey's ceiling is higher even than Gags, and his consistency is probably better. Dream run, yeah, that's one which should get me for sure.
Well, this is what he's continued on. His thoughts were CNK or Gags could outscore Nicora by 40, maybe 50 points a week, while Hines seems to be a little bit down at the moment, and the Sharks missing Kennedy and Wilton could see the chin outscore Hines by 50 to 60 per game, judging by the Sharks' last few outings.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong on either of them.
He's leaning towards Chansey, and He's hoping that Hines comes good. I think Hines comes good. I don't know when, but I haven't pulled the trigger on the trade to SJ. So
yeah,
it's just a thing that I'd be a luxury.
If my opponent were to do it, then I'd definitely contemplate it because yeah.
Yeah, then I'd be a bit worried. Like looking if I had to come up against say the Chin and SJ this week.
Yeah.
See them both outscoring him.
Yeah.
If not comfortably.
Yeah, definitely.
So that could be an issue. But yeah, I like Chansey for the run home. Chansey this year showed, yeah, he's not that Trell-like fullback or anything like that, but he's definitely what the Warriors needed at fullback. You know, and he chimes in at the right spots and him and Dallin have a great combination, and then him and Montoya on the other side have a great combination, and him and AFB. AFB seems to offload a lot to Chansey as well, so, yeah, I'd be all over Chansey if I didn't have him, eh? He's good. Alan Glenn, was hoping I had my final team a few weeks ago. Now I have to waste a trade from Holmes to Toto, which I don't mind that.
Yeah, Tyler's definitely come on strong since Origin.
Yeah, he's. And the other thing is, like, they go that way a fair bit more now.
Yeah.
Like, years gone by, he's out there getting a cold and shit.
Yeah. They were just swinging it hard to the left. But, yeah, Nath sort of. He'll give Luai a couple of shots and then he'll take a couple of shots himself.
Yeah, and Crichton has given him a lot more ball too.
Like, well, he's learned when to give and when not to give, when to hold it and when to dummy. Like, Crichton's a fucking superstar, man. You guys, he's gonna go good for you guys next year. He's proven that over the last couple of years. I was a bit up and down on him when he first came to grade, but, mate, he's just gotten better and better, and he's just learned his trade. You know,
he's playing centre. We've signed Taff for fullback, so he's coming to play centre.
Crichton, you reckon?
I think so. It's the way it's looking.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, all right. Pete Robley. Robley, I hope I didn't butcher that dude. Hi, guys. Is it worth going SJ to Cleary? I have Hines in the other spot. I only have two trades left, sitting at 1550 and want to finish in the top 1,000. Bro, I'd be going the other
way. Yeah, Hines to SJ.
Yeah, I'd be keeping the chin and I'd be getting SJ over.
Nath can do Nath things, man, and Penrith can score points. Yeah, they've got a tougher run coming up, though. I can understand that because their run's not fantastic.
But for me, if you were going to pull that trigger, you should have done that last week when they got their bye. Barring if you didn't have any other issues, but for me now, it's the other way around. Nico struggled the last couple of weeks. And if you have a look at SJ's score over the past month by that bye, he's been flying. And
shit, even with the bye, he may have outscored Hines, bro.
Yeah, I think he probably has. So I really wouldn't be going SJ to Cleary. I'd be going Hines to Cleary. And I think Hines is more highly owned of the two, too, so...
Yeah, bit of a pod move.
Yeah, that's the way I'd be going, bro. But
you do you?
You do you. Personally, that's the way I'd be going. Bradley Baxter. Is Bateman or Preston to Maddo worth the trade? Also bringing in CNK or DWZ this week, which one?
Oh, flip a coin, bro. Oh. It could go either way.
This is how I'll go with that. I think I'll hang on to Bateman like we've talked about earlier. Maddo's got the buy in 27. So.
Yeah, but if you're playing head-to-head... Oh, no, he's trying to get into the top...
No, that was the last.
That was the previous one. Yeah, so if they're playing head-to-head, the 27's probably irrelevant to him.
Yeah, but Preston, don't get me wrong, needs the try, but with Toby Sexton, he's probably looking better and better, so I'd hold on to Preston and wouldn't worry about Madison personally.
Yeah, I don't know if Madison's really a must-have of the way he has been years gone past, but he'll be back to that.
He chugged along last week, I think, okay. Week before, that was shit.
Yeah, but that's, with Dill Bags back, I mean, he knows what to do. Yeah. So.
Then, I'd be brutal. This is the thing, I think. Chansey is the more safer of the two for points. Like, you can sort of rely on Chansey even if they have a shitty game.
Yeah, because he still does a lot of base work too.
He does his hit-ups and whatever, whereas Dallin needs the tries. Like, still does a bit of hit-ups and that, but he's a lot like Taruva. He doesn't break.
Well, I mean, he's a 40 center versus, like, sort of a 60 fullback.
Yeah, but he's also a four-try man.
Yeah, well, that's it. He can go to 150 off the back of four tries.
And with their matchups coming up.
Dallin's playing some good footy, man.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Flip a coin. I honestly, I couldn't, because Dallin could easily outscore Chansey in the run home.
Whatever I've said earlier, go the other way. Generally works, man. Gary Barnes.
Barnesy.
Give me a trade, please. I know a few people are. Talk to Bowsy at the top, mate. He's got
trades to burn. He'll sell you one.
Plenty.
Shit, he'll sell you a boost.
Steve Carter. Head to head only. Saying buy CNK and AJ. But I'm liking the Eels match up and like Maddo and Dill Bags. Can do either. Eels buy last round, so that's a consideration. He's playing a dead, so it doesn't affect, is what he's saying.
Mm.
Dual Bags, 800,000+, hasn't played footy for 7 weeks. Not sure.
It's in some good form before he, I was about to say got pinched, but I think he was the one doing the pinching.
He definitely was. So yeah, look, CNK and AJ.
I like that
because CNK.
But AJ, you do have to worry about your 26 head-to-head grand final. He's no use to you then. So you're banking on him to get top try scorer before round 26, pretty much.
Or as long as he's your fifth. You're playing on matchups because CNK from here to there's he's a play from now to the end.
Yeah, that's it.
Dill Bags would be a play from now to the end, so would Maddo, but I just think the other two way high ceiling in Chansey and AJ, whereas Maddo sort of will chug along at 80. Bags, he's got big scores in him, but will they be there straight out the block? That's what I don't know. Got anything on the live, bro? Nothing on the live? Alright. Just want to ask you quickly, seems like all the decent fullbacks have the bye coming up. Like, you've got the Cows, that means Drinky's gone next week. Week after that, Reece Walsh gone. Week after that, Trell gone. Week after that, Guffo gone.
Yeah. KP's my other fullback, man, and I think that's the place for him.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to run Munster, it gives you then the opportunity to run Walker. I mean, you don't get Walker for 26, but
here's a drama for me. I don't have $1 million. don't have $1 million to get a KP and.
Mm. No, I just mean if you've got him at 5'8", I'd be. If you haven't already moved KP down as one of your fullbacks, I think ever since he moved back to fullback at the Knights, that became a viable option. Took me a few weeks to do it, but I did it. And, yeah, haven't really looked back since because I think you'll find he's outscored most of the fullbacks.
Yeah, easily. Easily. He's probably...
He's up to $1 million. No one else is.
Hardly him and Drinky.
Do you keep a trade for Puppy if Puppy gets some minutes this season or you don't see Puppy getting minutes this season into the finals?
Yeah, don't have $1 million.
Yeah, I know, right? He's $1 million.
He started you $1 million.
And I'm not selling... I'm not trading sideways KP to Pappy. I don't think I can do that. But, it's just because if they put him back on the park, like they put Pappy back on the park for a reason.
I dare say he doesn't start for the first
five. Plays off the bench.
I say he come off the bench doing 20 minutes at the back.
Yeah.
Even if they made the grand final, I dare say they'd start Nick Meaney.
Yeah, just it'd be easing him into it based on however his knee's going, because they're thinking long-term with Pappy.
Yeah, well, I think they've invested like good money in him just before he cracked his kneecap, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, look, oh, fucking, what a juicy, great pod move. If he was coming in and playing 80 minutes, fucking oath I would. Fucking oath, man.
It's Pappy. We've literally seen him score 100 points in 10 minutes before. In 4 minutes before. Remember that game where everyone was just like, this dude's on 10. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, finish the game.
He was me captain on there fucking flipping it. Never playing this shit again. Fuck it. You know how it gets. But yeah, I remember that, man. He scored 3 tries in fucking 9 minutes or something.
Yeah, 4 tries. This team scored 4.
Yeah, kicked and goals.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I think he scored 2 or 3 of them. Yeah, like it was insane how quickly they got points on the board. So, yeah, that's it.
He's a freak, man. And yeah, you know what? If I had trades, had the cash, and he was definitely starting.
Yeah, you'd do it.
Get him if he wasn't starting.
Nah, because he might drop some cash.
not by the time he got ready to do it, but you just wouldn't get the best out of him not playing 80.
That's all right. I wouldn't be complaining if he came on for a few games of 20 minutes because it means he'll be achievable as a first pick next year. Oh. Might average out somewhere around 700,000, in which case straight in. Right? So, come on, Bellamy. Start him off the bench.
That'd be fucking great. I don't think he sees any footy this year.
Otherwise, there's a chance he starts at $1 million again next year.
All right. Leagues and groups. Now, I just wanted to quickly drop through our leagues and groups. Now that it's finals time, I think we give some recognition where recognition is due. In 361, we have Trent. He came first with hook, line, and sinker. Guns and Moses from Angus came second. Titanium All-Stars from Ali came third. 2015 Cowboys fourth. Dyslexic Pups fifth. Shire Schooner sixth. Jimmy Bundaberger seventh. And coming in at eighth was Burgess's Bears, so Cade on your mate, got there. We all fucking didn't get anywhere in that. We got belted by.
Good work.
True champions. And then in the other one, where I did not make it to that one either, Keggers from Keith got there in first. Panda's Eagles from Levi got second. Slippery Gypsies from Jordan in third. Shire Schooners fourth. Fifth is Liverpool Ligers. Sixth was the Lone Rangers. Seventh was No More Pain. And eighth was Hook, Line, and Sinker.
So a few blokes doubled up in these.
Good on you guys. And then in the overall, the 360 overall group, the top five. Luck for Losers was Edwin. He's coming 10th overall at the moment. So
go, bro, go.
You are fully within reach of doing this for the year. So get there, lad. Eat ass. So, Hone, he's coming in second. He's placed in 37th.
Killing it. He's still alive.
Birdman's Bullets, Craig. He's you know, all these dudes still pretty close points wise. They're within a couple of hundred, a couple of captain's choices, and any top five can pretty much get there. So yeah, Birdman's Bullets from Craig, he's come 41st. Call Rooster from Craig, he's coming 93rd. And King Bergkamp is Jeff, and he's coming 95th. And they're all 26,000 points, so it's 27,070 is first. So he's all within a couple of good captain, pod captain choices and shit, and you can get there, man. Fucking push for it.
That's it. Run home, boys. Good work.
Yeah. See, in positions like that, if you are up there, right, knowing that these changes and restings are coming, and you've got trades, you just hang on.
Yeah, for sure.
Pop the shit point it this week if you have to. Like, not a shit point it. Like, you shouldn't really have too much duds in your side. But if you've got a cop, like, just a mediocre dude that 1 week for the sake of saving that trade, that can fucking pull you around the corner next week when someone highly owned drops out and you're the dude with the trade, you know?
I don't know. I think if they'll listen to us, they probably wouldn't be that high up. So, yeah,
fucking in the group.
Yeah, you guys do what you're doing, all right? Just keep killing it and good luck to...
Come on, man. All right, let's go back to last week just quickly. Who had a good week? Cam McInnes have a good week, lad?
Oh, we were talking about this the other day and I brought up Cam McInnes and you were like, everyone on my list, and you ran over here and you grabbed your paper. All right, Bergs. Yes, Cam McInnes had an epic week.
Chess. Fuck, mate, they're all up there. Tass.
Go through your list. Go on, go through your list. Lomax. Who did you call out last week? Lomax did all right.
Best. Valame.
Yeah, both did all right. Tries. Troll. Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
Look how much gusto you went to the page with.
Yeah, I thought there's a couple more than that. But anyway, I couldn't find them ones. There's another page.
I will admit, Cam McInnes, you did call it. With Finucane going down, him starting lock, holy shit, doesn't he tackle anything that moves? Bro. And his workout of marker was just insane. Like, he gets to that second tackle, so then he gets 2-3 tackles in a set. It's just insane, bro. The dude is an absolute workhorse. It was epic to watch. Did you see his face?
But, like, I did warn you today. Like,
what'd you say? He tackles people with his face first, not Dave. Shoulder. That was Dave.
But I did say they go on a, like, sort of a point score and run that affects Cam McInnes.
Yeah.
You know, because he's not making them extra.
That's it.
50, 60 tackles.
Penrith had a lot of possession in that game. He had to tackle a lot.
But kudos to the fucking man.
Yeah, what a weapon.
But, you know, I was listening to Triple M. I don't know if anyone else was listening the day after or the weekend after on the Monday when the wrap-up was on. They were talking about how Sean Fenton's record was broken, and it's like, oh, I fucking swear to God, Elijah Taylor did it a couple of years ago at the Tigers and got 77 tackles, but...
Maybe he got a few taken off him in the end.
I don't think he did, man. I remember there was a bit of hype about it, but... Yeah.
And that's the note you chose to end the show on. Good work.
Yeah, poor Elijah.
All right. Thank you. See you next week. Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.